You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com and joined by Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros for MLB.com. Brian, we're about a week into spring training. Can you talk about the tone under this new manager, A.J. Hinch, with these new players?
Yeah, he's really come in and set a really positive tone, I think. And, you know, every player that I've talked to and asked about it, they've just kind of raved about just how much more relaxed things are. And especially in the clubhouse before they hit the field, I think the players are having a lot more fun in the clubhouse than they've had in years past. But then when they hit the field, things are very organized, very efficient. There's not a lot of standing around, and, you know, I think the players are really responding to that as well. But, you know, AJ's just been a guy who's very open. He preaches communication. His door is always open. He's talked to every player that's come through and told them what's expected of them and what their role is going to be. I mean, Chad Qualls probably knows that he might not be the closer this year, but AJ still thought it was important to say, hey, you know, we don't know if you're going to close or not, but, you know, he just wanted to tell him face-to-face, man-to-man. He's like, I don't know. I don't know what our role is going to be, but the doors to his office are always open, and coaches and or players are going in and out of there. So it's a very positive atmosphere so far.
So on the first day, I have A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luno and Jim Crane have all talked about what they expect from this season. Do you think in their mind, I know they talk about 500, playing meaningful games in September, all of that. Do you think that's the bottom line, and do you think that's realistic?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think 500 is very realistic, Richard, and especially if you just look at the additions to the bullpen, because they've blown so many saves the last couple of years. And I think the bullpen, as we've talked before, has a chance to be a pretty good one. So, you know, if you nail down six or seven of those saves that you've blown right there, you have a team coming off a 71 season that now is pushing 500. So I think 500 is a realistic goal. I know Crane said the other day he thinks they can make the playoffs. You know, if you win 81 games, you're only, you know, another six, seven, eight games away from making a playoff push. So maybe they'll be that surprise team. But I certainly think the bullpen's going to be really good. You know, I think they're going to score a lot of runs with that lineup. The starting pitching remains to be seen. I mean, they have three pretty good arms at the top of the rotation. They just like that big ace that everybody else has. And you're betting on Colin McHugh and Dallas Keuchel to have years like they had last year when that was really their first really good, solid year. So you're banking on some things in the rotation that could worry you a little bit. But at the end of the day, unless there's something catastrophic that happens, I think they'll be better, and I think they will be a team that pushes for a 500 record, if not more.
And the Astros tied for the Major League lead in blown saves last year, I think. And so now with the addition of Luke Gregerson and Pat Neshek, how do you think – AJ is going to just look at things during spring training and figure it out by opening day, 9th, 8th, 7th? Or do you think he may rotate even going into the season? Not that I think that's a very good idea. I think guys like to know their roles. But how do you think AJ is going to approach it?
Yeah, I think he already has in mind what he wants to do. He's not told us yet. But I certainly think by the time the regular season starts, yeah, he's going to have the back end of that rotation mapped out. If I had to put money on who I think is going to be the closer, I think it's going to be Gregerson, just because I think he has the best stuff of the three. You know, Qualls did a nice job last year at closer, other than when he played the Oakland A's. Outside of their appearances against A's, I think his ERA was 1.33. So I felt like Chad Qualls was a bad closer. He did a nice job from last year, but Gregerson kind of waited in line for quite a while now to get this shot to close. He's been behind Houston Street and some other guys, so this could be his time. But no, I think they would feel comfortable with Chad closing games. Neshek, I think, is probably a little bit of a long shot to close games. He's never done it before. But either way, I think if you have Neshek in the seventh, if it's Qualls or Gregerson 8-9, whatever way you want to dice it, that's a lot better than what they've had the last few years.
If you're looking at, and I know when we're in spring training, we play these roster games, especially toward the end. Is there a guy out there that Astros fans might be surprised? Is there a guy out there you think could surprise us and make the roster? Or are they really close to being set more so than in other years?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, about maybe some of the non-roster guys, the young guys coming up who could make it. You know, right now I can't really sit here and identify one of these guys that's going to come from the back of the pack. You know, we talked about the battle for the fifth rotation. I can't imagine a Pell getting in the mix. I think he's going to start in the minor leagues. That would be kind of a surprise at this point. You know, they're set at catcher. Around the infield, they have plenty of bodies. We know they have six guys in the outfield, so they almost have too many outfielders. So I think it would be really hard for a non-roster player or a young player who's maybe not expected to make the roster to crack what they have right now, because they went out in the offseason and they added some depth, and now they have options at first and third. If Singleton or Dominguez or Valbuena struggle, they have options. They can do other things. So for a player to come up now and try to crack this club that has options and is a little bit deeper, I think it'll be hard to do, and that's good for someone to have.
George Springer blew us all away last year with his talent, only in 78 games and 804 OPS. What's his mindset? What's his health? And I guess you would say that we may find out how really good 25-year-old kids are going to be. What have you learned about him in the last month?
Well, his health is very good. I mean, he's completely healthy, so that's not a problem. And I think Astros fans will remember last year we were given almost daily Springer updates when he was hurt. When's he going to get on the field? When's he going to get on the field? And the Astros wanted to play it safe because they wanted this. They wanted Springer to come to camp healthy. They didn't want him to try to push this quad injury when it's not 100%. And he's going all out in the outfield and he injures it worse, and now he's going to come to camp set back. They wanted him healthy coming into the year. He is. His mindset is good. I mean, he looks a lot more comfortable in the clubhouse than he has in years past. I mean, he knows he's coming. He's going to start in the outfield. He's got a spot on this club. That has to take the weight of the world off his mind. He can just go out there and play, and that's all he wants to do. Wants to get a glove and a cap and run out there and run around in the outfield and take some aggressive cuts. And you're right. I think he's got the potential to be an all-star. I think in a couple of years he's got MVP potential. If he can keep his legs healthy, he's got 40-40 stolen base potential. We saw a little bit of it last year, and hitting 20 homers and 51 RBIs in 78 games. That's pretty impressive as a rookie. And there were times when he really, really struggled as well. His first 2 weeks, he didn't hit a home run. He struggled to make contact, and he still wound up putting pretty good numbers in 78 games. So I'm really excited to watch what he can do in a full season, and the sky's the limit for this kid.
Yep. All right, we're just getting started. We'll check in later. Thank you, Brian.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.